News now from the Olympics. The International Gymnastics Federation is asking American gymnast Paul Hamm to give back his gold medal, the one he won for all-around competition, in the interest of sportsmanship. That request was immediately rejected on Paul Hamm's behalf by the United States Olympic Committee. NPR's Howard Berkus is following the story from Athens. Howard, remind us about this controversy. What's it about?
Well, this all goes back to a scoring mistake in which the judges neglected to account for the proper margin of error when South Korean Yong Tae Young performed in the men's all-around individual gymnastics competition 10 days ago. That oversight accounted for the margin of victory for Paul Hamm. If the event had been scored correctly, the South Korean would have won the gold. The South Koreans did protest, but too late, according to the International Gymnastics Federation. And the Federation acknowledges this mistake. It has suspended the judges involved, but the Federation says it can't change the result of the event after the fact.
Howard, what role does the International Gymnastics Federation play in all this?
The event is run by the Federation, and the Federation certifies the results. So the Federation can not demand, but suggest that Paul Hamm perhaps return the medal as a way of resolving this issue.
And what is it that the U.S. Olympic Committee is saying when it says no to this? On what basis is it saying no?
It's saying no on the idea that this is an unprecedented request. I talked to Olympic historian David Walachinsky today, and he says he can't recall a single time when an athlete was asked to return a medal on the basis of this notion of fair play. The United States Olympic Committee points out that if there's a problem here, it is within the purview of the International Gymnastics Federation to resolve it. They choose not to. They seem to want Paul Hamm to clean up their mess for them.
How has Paul Hamm responded?
He has said all along since this happened that he was the winner and that it's been frustrating to him that that hasn't been clearly recognized.
There always are these judging controversies. You mentioned that the results of these contests aren't supposed to change because of them, but there was that change, wasn't there, a couple of years ago in the Winter Olympics with Russian skaters and a French judge and some idea that things hadn't gone right with the Canadians, who ultimately got a co-gold medal, as it were, because of a judging controversy.
Right, and there's a big difference between what happened then and what's happened here, at least according to the International Olympic Committee. And the difference is that that was about corruption, that there was collusion among judges, and that that was essentially a fixed result. This is about human error, and they say that with human error, we don't change the results, because if you did, athletes would be constantly arguing that judges made mistakes in judgment and therefore the results should change. It sort of opens a Pandora's box. And what also has happened, though, since Salt Lake City is that there have been other judging controversies like this one. There have been at least two now here at these games. And each time the International Olympic Committee, which runs these games, it is their Olympics after all, has deferred to whatever federation was involved. The federations have sometimes gone back and forth, been indecisive about it. It seems that the biggest problem is that no one seems to want to make, you know, the hard choices and the firm decisions. There's a lack of accountability and a refusal to accept responsibility.
Howard Berkus is covering the Olympics for NPR, joining us from Athens, Greece. Thank you, Howard.
You're welcome, Alex.